and Kathy Dawes. And next we'll have Monica Smith with us, education services specialist at Fort Riley. But did want to mention Kirk Hutchinson, public affairs specialist at Fort Riley, reminded us at the end of that first segment. I think we neglected to give the date of Victory Fest, which, by the way, is August 19th. So anybody that's curious out there kind of can't see the forest through the trees sometimes or whatever. But moving along to Monica, I know we're going to be talking about graduation, which is coming right up. And I guess, Monica, if you would share with us some of the details of the graduation ceremony this year.
Well, just within 2 weeks, this will be our 57th combined graduation ceremony. This will be the first time it's going to be held at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's at 410 South 3rd Street, right here in Manhattan. It's going to be at 1 o'clock on Thursday, May 25th. The ceremony will honor our soldiers, family members, and DA civilians that have completed an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or certificate program.
And we're talking a wide range of universities represented at this. And really, why hold this ceremony? What's kind of the purpose behind all of it?
Well, as always, we want to acknowledge the accomplishments of our total Army military family. Unlike the traditional college student, military families face deployments, PCS moves, while taking care of their families, which makes it all that more of an obstacle for them to actually complete a program. This allows them to celebrate their special moment with their loved ones and their shared sacrifices.
And as you were mentioning earlier, this is the first time that you'll be holding it at this location, and off-post is a little bit different. Maybe explain the reasoning of that.
Yes, we used to do two ceremonies per year in December and May, but we are now doing it just annually in May. So we've outgrown all the venues that were on the installation, so we had to find larger events to hold it at. So we're last year we did it at the Marriott. This year we have moved up to the Hilton Garden Inn. So.
Very good. How many graduates are we talking about?
Well, we have a total of 370 graduates from our 9 colleges that are on the post, and we have 10 distance learning schools as well. We have graduates from that. We're going to have over about 200 graduates walking in the ceremony.
And what types of degree programs are we talking about, Monica?
Well, like I said, they'll be anywhere from a certificate, associate, a bachelor's, or a master's degree. The most popular ones, I'll say, is like the certifications, because they can, in most instances, go right into the workforce upon the completion of the program. And some other popular programs that we have include like business management, criminal justice, human resources, and computer sciences.
And so those are some of the more popular ones that you kind of see then. That does make sense. Yeah. I guess, you know, the different – we mentioned a lot of universities and colleges. We can go ahead and give that list. We have a little bit of time here. It looks like quite a few.
Yes. The 9 colleges that we have on post, we have Central Michigan University and University of Mary offer our master's programs. We have Upper Iowa University, Southwestern College that offer bachelor's programs, Central Texas College, Hutchinson Community College offer – associate's degrees, K-State University offers a certificate in airframe and power plant, and then we have Barton Community College that offers associates, and University of Kansas now offers a certificate in entrepreneurship.
You know, it's interesting because you have a variety of different universities represented here, and some of them are close to home, some not so much. I'm curious to know how that you develop a partnership with some of these folks.
Well, basically we do that is through a needs assessment survey, which we ask for input from our soldiers, family members, and civilians on what it is they would most like to see offered at Fort Riley. As a result, the surveys within the past 2 years, we've gotten nursing certifications from Hutchinson Community College. And then just last year, we just added on the certificate in entrepreneurship with Kansas University, sorry. As a matter of fact, we are currently conducting a needs assessment survey.
Okay. And tell us more about that. Who can take it? What's involved with that?
Okay. Anyone that's associated with the military or interested in taking classes on the post on Fort Riley, they can take the survey. It's running it up till May 21st, and they can access it. It's at www.surveymonkey.com/r/RileyEDUC2017. And then they can fill out the information, and then like I said, based off a large population of the need, then we can bring new programs to the post.
And maybe some of the advantages for having this available on post.
Well, overall, it's just easier access for the soldiers. A lot of them have limited or no transportation, and some of the college classes are right within walking distance from the barracks. So it makes it easy for them to get around to where they need to do. Also, we have our LSEC program that we do during the daytime for family members, and I mean soldiers can take them as well, and DA civilians. And with that access, they can take lunchtime classes. So it makes it convenient for them to leave the job, go to a lunchtime class, go right back to work. So it's just really easier access for them.
And I'm guessing through the years, things have kind of changed, expanded. You know, it seems like I've actually, you know, talked to different people through the years, and it seems like the list has grown of some of the universities. But maybe talk about how those programs have changed, if you could.
Yes. We in the early 2000s, we just had 5 colleges on the post, and we've since grown to 9 colleges. And this just has allowed for them to have a wider variety of programs available. So like I said, that needs assessment survey is very important.
Any more information about how soldiers can find out what the different education services are being offered? And I mean, it sounds like there's just a plethora of variety of things they can look into, but how can they find out more?
Well, they can just come right to the Education Center. We're in Building 211 Custer Avenue on the main post, or they can give us a call at 785-239-6481.
And back to the graduation ceremony, let's highlight that one more time. And again, the where's and the when's, and I guess apparently your commencement speaker, you know, that kind of information?
Yes, the Brigadier General Frank will be the actual commencement speaker. We'll also have a student speaker as well. We'll have our 9 colleges and then 10 different colleges that have distance learning students as well that'll be walking.
Well, anything else, Monica, about graduation, or does that kind of sum it up?
Pretty much. We look forward to having everybody come out and share in this special moment with our soldiers and family members.
Well, thank you very much. Before we go ahead and wrap things up with Fort Riley today, we're going to go back to David Rowdy Bush again with Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, and thought again we would highlight the Data Victory Fest, which we neglected to do in that first segment. We'll mention that real quickly and kind of the where. We know where the where is, but...
Okay, yeah, it's on August 19th. The gates open at 10 o'clock, and then we'll have festivities going on from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And it is down on the Marshall Army Airfield. That's, again, exit 301 off of I-70. That's how you would access the venue.
And you'd mentioned the hiring event, but why don't we talk about that just briefly, again, a little more detail on that.
Okay, that will be at Riley's Conference Center. That's on just off of Sites Drive on Fort Riley. That'll be this coming Monday, May 15th, from 9 to 2 o'clock. Again, this is a full deal. You come in, you don't just give your resumes, but you'll do interviews, you'll get job offers, and then we actually start you in the process of paperwork, fingerprints, all the stuff that you need to get started so you don't have to go to other places on the installation.
Well, thanks to all three of you for stopping by today. Been a pleasure, as always. We've had from Fort Riley, David Rowdy Bush, Director of Family and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, and also Taylor Ferrari, and she is Recreation Specialist, talking about Victory Fest. Also, Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist, with the big graduation coming up on May 25th. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have Fred Stork with the U.S. Postal Service going to talk about Stamp Out Hunger. It's that time again to get your cans and everything ready for those mailboxes. You're listening to In Focus.